the adoption in Foster Meek is part of a bigger LGBT event, which is LGBT History Month, which runs for the whole of February and is basically a month of kind of celebrating LGBT lives and histories, because often they went unwritten. So this is an opportunity to look back and look at how laws have changed and rights have been gained for LGBT people.
Okay. What would you say then are the implications of having this now, this national week, the first one?
Same-sex couples have been allowed to jointly adopt in England and Wales since 2005. But as with many kind of changes in legislation, it takes quite a while for people to catch up and become aware that these things are now allowed. And so I think things like LGBT adoption and Foster Meek, one, is really important to help change people's attitudes and opinions and get people talking about these issues. But it's also really important for LGBT people and couples themselves, because for the majority of them, when they were growing up, adoption was not something that was legalised for them. So it's a really important tool to provide people with information and advice that previously wasn't available.
Okay. Do you think that this will have a direct impact on the numbers of people who will adopt and foster?
Oh, definitely. I think as we saw civil partnerships come in 7 or 8 years ago now, and obviously we're now discussing the possibilities of marriage equality, things like adoption between LGBT couples, I think, will rise greatly, and it's really important